You mentioned 1941. Let's talk about December 7th, 1941. Do you recall that day?
Yes, December 7th, 1941 was a day of infamy for our entire country, according to President Roosevelt. And I remember going to school and talking with the children, and we thought that we would handle those Japs in no time at all. How wrong we were.
And you were about 10 years old then.
I was about 10 years old then. Right. We thought that that was going to be a very short-lived war. As it turned out, my father wanted to get into service, but he was too old to be drafted, and they wouldn't accept him just as a volunteer. So he went to Enid and took flying lessons to where he was able to become a pilot, and then he was of interest to the Air Force, and he did enlist in the Air Force. We moved to Illinois for him to be stationed at Scott Air Force Base and take his first Air Force training. I was entering the sixth grade at that time, and we lived in a little town east of St. Louis called Lebanon, Illinois. I had my dog Buster along with us at the time. We lived there for almost a year, and my first experience with living in an integrated schoolroom was in Lebanon, where we had a couple of black boys, which was a first for me. They were quite a bit older. In the sixth grade, they were probably 15 or 16 years old. It was quite an experience to learn to get along in a classroom with these older boys.
Maybe that helped form opinions for the rest of your life.
Yes, it probably influenced me. I later learned that not all of the blacks were having such a struggle to maintain their role in school as these two did.
Other members of your family, did they get into the war experience as a result of December 7th?
Well, the only one in my dad's family that did was a younger brother named Johnny, who spent his entire life as a military person.
How long did your father see combat as he flew?
My dad, subsequently, after he left Scott Air Force Base, we moved at the end of my sixth grade year to Texas. He was stationed at an Air Force base just outside of Paris, Texas. And we lived in a small town called Reno, Texas. It was probably 10 miles east of Paris and consisted of two stores, which were also gasoline stations. We lived in a small home that had a water tank outside the house. They caught water in the gutters and would go into the cistern. So we didn't have in-house plumbing. We had water that we drank out of the cistern. We also had an outhouse. So that was my first experience at living like that.